The words describe so exactly the atmosphere of jostling, tumbling ideas I live in, that I will wink at them for once, and put on a deliberate air to say that my ideas of college have changed. While my days at Ratcliffe were still in the future, they were encircled with a halo of romance, which they have lost. But in the transition from romantic to actual, I have learnt many things I should never have known had I not tried the experiment. One of them is the precious science of patience, which teaches us that we should take our education as we would take a walk in the country, leisurely, our minds hospitably open to impressions of every sort. Such knowledge floods the soul unseen with a soundless tidal wave of deepening thought. Knowledge is power. Rather, knowledge is happiness, because to have knowledge, broad, deep knowledge, is to know true ends from false, and lofty things from low. To know the thoughts and deeds that have marked man's progress is to feel the great heart-throbs of humanity through the centuries. And if one does not feel in these pulsations a heavenward striving, one must indeed be deaf to the harmonies of life.